Good afternoon, it's Mike Bellagio. Thank you for joining the Anchor Podcast. Well, let's talk about Avatar. I went to go see Avatar yesterday, and it was a pretty good movie. You know, 13 years later, I don't think the director had to wait that long to make a part two. But the movie was good, dialogue was good. The writing was good. There wasn't really no like boring parts. The movie was real good as far as it taught a lot if you had a family. You know? It taught a lot about like the role of a father and, you know, the roles of a mother, and as far as like children, having children, and teaching the children and leaving a legacy. And you know, it was very modern with the children and you know, with today's society and everything. So I get how the director implemented that. You don't really get to see the actor like human no more. And he's like just all Avatar. He's all CGI now. The movie was good though. It was good. The beginning explained like his endeavors, like after the first one and him having kids and going through the journey of fatherhood and everything. And it was good. It was a good movie. There's nothing that I would take away from it. But as far as the general died, so they like transferred his conscience into an avatar, and the general had his own, he was like his own avatar, and he seen the moment when he died in the first one, and he know who killed him. It was Jake Sully's wife. And it's just crazy because the kid in the movie, Spider, that's his son. So I'm trying to figure out like who did he mate with to make the child, like, you know. And then Sigourney Weaver, Avatar, they said mysteriously she was mysteriously impregnated or something like that. So it's like who could have done that, you know what I'm saying? Like who could have like mysteriously impregnated the Avatar, and then that's how Sigourney Weaver Avatar they conceived the child, and then I guess Jake and his wife took care, raised the baby as their own. But as far as that, as far as those two plot twists, you know, it just makes you think like, who did the general sleep with to make the baby, and then mysteriously how did Sigourney Weaver's Avatar get impregnated, you know what I'm saying, like in this tube capsule? So it was just that was the only thing that the movie didn't really explain, like how it happened, but it happened. But besides that, from 1 to 10, I give the movie I would say like an 8.5. you know, good dialogue, good writing, good action, went straight to the point. There was no boring parts. There was no parts in the movie that made you feel like the story was lost. But I give the movie 8.5. That'll be it, you know. Especially watching it in 4K or Sony IMAX or 3D. I was in a movie theater with recliners, so the recliners did help a lot. But as far as that, the movie is an 8.5. If you're a family man, go with your wife and watch it. You know, it's a good movie for the kids. It's a good movie for the family, really. You know, it's a good movie. So that being said, I'm just gonna wrap it up, and hope you guys enjoyed my Avatar movie review. Thank you so much.